Studio Space Junk is participating in the Gallery Hop on September 12th from 2 to 8 p.m. This is the 9th Gallery Hop hosted by the Association for Visual Arts, or AVA. There are 20 art galleries and artist studios participating this year with demonstrations, opportunities to meet the artists, gallery bingo for prizes, and more. I'm speaking with Mike Wan about his show, From the Box, featuring 20 years of press photography. 10 years ago, Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Shore, destroying lives and homes. Photographer Mike Wan nearly lost everything. What survived and what he could salvage was put into boxes, which he brought to Chattanooga. The table at Studio Space Junk is covered in photos, mostly black and white glossies, many showing signs of water damage or faded yellow around the edges.
I essentially took 8 or 9 large plastic bins of my life's work, and roughly 2 of those survived. I took wheelbarrows full of film, slide pages, tear sheets, magazines that I had photos in, and dumped it out in the ditch. It was totally ruined. I maybe was a little optimistic about some of the things I could say, but I still tried to take some things back with me. And over time, I just whittled it down to some things that I could physically pull apart, peel apart. I lost a lot of my work like that.
You're talking glossy photos here, but the back is still very much just paper.
This really has been one of the most tedious, long-lasting things. It's been discouraging and encouraging at times, just because I had forgotten many of the things that I found, forgotten those experiences, those assignments, and things like that.
Let's open the box.
Okay, well, let's start with this one. These are the best surviving pages that I have, but this is a photo I took for a Halloween.
This is dated October 31st, 1979. The photograph is very much the avid skull with, looks like, some pretty fierce eyes.
Yeah, it was a zoom technique, and there was a competition among the photo staff to come up with a perfunctory Halloween photo for the front page of the paper, so I won the contest with that.
It's very yellowed. It has very rough edges and crackled and broken places, but it is from 1979, and it survived a hurricane, so hats off to you, skull.
As Juan dug through the box of prints and negative sheets, he thought he was showing me pictures, but what I saw were memories captured in a split second by the camera lens.
Oh, no, no, no. This was kind of one of my favorite photos of a sleeping politician on the floor of the Mississippi House, and he's snoring, and I'm in the balcony, and one of his fellow legislators comes and taps him on the head. So they ran that on the front page. He knew I had taken the photo, and he followed me up into the balcony of the legislature there and was trying to intimidate me, but we went ahead and ran the photo. It was pretty major hit.
And once again, this is a front page photo, and the date we have on there, that's the Jackson Daily News, Friday, March 18th, 1977. That was my birthday.
This was a newspaper assignment. Somehow, as only a Mississippi can, the Klan elected a Jewish guy as head of the KKK. And I was sitting down to this southern Mississippi out in the middle of nowhere, and I located this guy. And so I can't remember who this was for. One of the large papers. I just thought, only in Mississippi.
So you have a Klansman in his robes, and he's Jewish.
This is the Grand Wizard.
About what year was that taken?
Probably mid-80s, because this was done through Associated Press, you know, through the AP. So,
all of your photography work as press is in black and white, or at least the bulk of it. What real challenges did you face trying to do black and white work for newspapers and the AP and such?
The early transition from being a hobbyist photographer and shooting nothing but Kodachrome for years and years and years, and being thrown into the lurch on my first day as a press photographer, you know, I'm printing black and white. I had done that before, but never in the kind of volume under deadline pressure. That was the biggest thing. And also just learning to deal with black and white without just a whole lot of experience in black and white printing. I worked for the afternoon paper, the Jackson Daily News, but the Jackson Clarion Ledger assembled probably one or two best photo staffs in the Southeast. They taught me so much. I mean, I was a student, and I learned from them. They kind of took me under their wing, so to speak. My heart was in the right place journalistically. I just didn't know a lot of the things I needed to know.
What have you got for me?
Okay. I don't even know. This is actually... Okay. Going through the layers here. This actually is kind of germane to a lot of what's going on in the country today, police brutality. This is an Iwo Jima veteran, a Marine, who was beaten by the police. He's cut. His eyes are blacked. He was drunk, so they beat him. He was not doing anything to anybody, but was just drunk. And he was, like I say, an Iwo Jima Marine. That's not shameful.
Well, he looks a bit scruffy. It's been a while since he'd shaved, maybe a few days. Looks like he hadn't combed his hair in a while, but then again, if he'd just been beaten up a bit.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he was...
Yeah, he does look pretty rough, and his eyes look almost... They're not angry. They're surprised.
Bewildered.
Yes.
It's just bewilderment, and...
We spent more than an hour with Mike Wan pulling out pictures and sharing stories. There were photographs of a younger Maria Shriver with Special Olympics, Muhammad Ali with the grim determination of a boxer showing in his eyes. Famous people and not-so-famous places and flashes of black and white started piling up on the table as he dug deeper into the box. Sometimes the pictures told a complete story in stark and brooding images, and sometimes Wan captured the thrill of competition.
One of the great things about Mississippi, one of the things they're known for, they had the National Tobacco Spitting Contest there.
So this is a photograph of actual tobacco being spit. Looks like this man is not just using his teeth. He's got his fingers involved here to make sure that he can get a...
Well, I mean, there's definitely a technique.
And there's the whole line of tobacco juice spewing out. I bet he got 15 feet off of that from the looks of it.
You act like you know what you're talking about. I don't know. I have several here, but you'll see some more, even more spectacular. Mm-hmm. But that's, of course, pre-spit.
And you can see the tobacco stains on the hands from where they've been warming up somewhat.
Of course, not limited to male only.
Oh, she's putting her head into that. In this picture, she's ready to spit, but she's pulled back, so her hair is flipping back over the top of her head so that she can get some push there on that tobacco. You can see her hair is pulled back in that one. And this one, well, her hair's tied up, so we can't tell how much effort she's putting into it. But you can see that she's literally pushing her face to purse her lips very, very tight and get a very thin stream of tobacco juice coming right on out there. Oh, he's not going to do any good. He's got too much, you know, too much width on his tobacco.
Right. There's too much spray there.
Too much spray there. He's not going to get any distance.
Of course, you know, it has to be measured, so...
Now we have them coming up with the official results. Looks like they've got, it's either paper or a sheet down. There's a 10-foot mark, and they're measuring beyond the 10-foot mark. And you've got two women very closely paying attention with measuring beyond, and a mop ready to clear that so that they can measure the next one. That is pretty fascinating because they're going down to the very drops of tobacco juice.
This fellow here, the ultimate winner, so I'll let you see his technique. And
This gentleman is putting his all into spitting this tobacco. He is airborne. His feet are off the ground. He has the same pushing the lips kind of pursing technique so that he gets a very thin stream out, but he's put his whole body into lifting himself off the ground and pushing that tobacco out with a steady stream, and his head is pushed back so that he can get some altitude on that tobacco.
Obviously, he's not an amateur. He's a pro. He's sponsored by Levi Garrett, so
see the sponsorship right there on his shirt. It's kind of like a golf shirt, only in this case I guess it's a tobacco spitting shirt, and it looks like a shiny spittoon.
Brass spittoon
as his award. He's got some pride in that expression somewhat. It's like, well, yes, that's what he looks like.
Like in your face, kind of.
Right, he's going, yes, it's mine. Look at that shiny spittoon holding it up for everyone to see. And a lot of these photos, you've either got to have a very good lens to get in there, or you were within the zone of personal space for some of them. Now, obviously, the sports photography, like the tobacco spitting and such, you had to have been at least a safe distance.
As I said, I started out in press photography from ground zero with no experience whatsoever. I was just a photographer. One of the things I had to overcome quickly is if you're really going to get a good photo, you have to be aggressive and develop some skills and some people skills in getting, you know, overcoming the reservations of many people who don't want you in their face. And I've actually been attacked before. Could not talk my way out of it. But in general, you just develop a sense about any situation and how far you can go and push it if you have to. I never tried to create a situation by becoming aggressive like paparazzi or anything like that, but I've been told a million times by police, you can't take that photo. Well, yes, I can take that photo. Well, we're going to take your camera. Well, you know, go ahead, but I'm taking this photo.
Mike Wan's exhibit, From the Box, 20 Years of Press Photography, will be on display at Studio Space Junk on Fraser Avenue as part of AVA's Gallery Hop on September 12th from 2 to 8 p.m. Wan's work will remain on display until October 31st. Contact Diana Edwards at Studio Space Junk if you would like to schedule a visit with Wan to hear more of the stories behind the photographs that survived Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.